the Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I went down to the University of Northeastern Louisiana one time. I was preaching at Brother Chris Farley's church, and his church is about 30 miles from the campus, so I decided to go down there. I'd never been down there before. So I went down there and went to what I thought was the chief place of concourse, the free speech area. And I began to lift up my voice and preach the Word of God. And there was a group of black students that were promoting their fraternity organization. And I was just trying to preach to the students as they were passing by. And fraternity guys, he spoke up and he said, Hey, what are you talking about? What are you doing here? And I said, well, I'm talking about God today. And he said, oh, you are? He said, I'm God. And I said, well, pleased to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. And he said, yeah, I'm God. He said, and he started going through this, how he believed that the black man was the original man, and that so on and so forth, and strange words like that. And hey, there's a lot of people out there that think they're God. This Marshall Applewhite of the Heaven's Gate cult fame, he thought that he was God. And when I was coming back from the Ukraine, they had several articles in the papers about them and their philosophy and some of the ones that were following that organization. And he called himself Doe, and the lady that was with him, she was called T. And I really didn't understand that. I couldn't figure that out, what it was. But when I began to read about Applewhite's background, I read that he had several degrees, or at least one degree in music, and he had been involved in some musical plays and some different things like that. And I was thinking music, Do and T, and it just came to me. Do, that's the first note in the scale, isn't it? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, the last, the first and the last. So he's basically claiming he was the first, and this lady thought that he was God was the last, and they set up their cult, and the end result of that cult, of that organization that believed, as they said, they believed in the apocalypse. They used a lot of verses from the Bible, and they believed in aliens and spaceships, and they said our bodies were containers, and we needed to make it to the next level. So about 38 people committed suicide and killed themselves because they believed this guy Applewhite was God. A lot of people think they're God. Satan rose up, Lucifer did, and because of pride, he wanted to make himself equal with God, but he was just a created being. He wasn't God. Let me give you a definition. A basic definition of God. God is anything that does not depend on something outside of itself for its existence. So anything and everything that doesn't depend on something outside of itself for its own existence is God. What is not God? Anything that must have something or that depends on something outside of itself for its existence. Now just keep those definitions in mind. I read to you of the verse speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know, I believe that Christ is God, co-equal with the Father. And there's been some controversy about the Godhead amongst the different religions and those that claim to be Christians and pseudo-Christian cults, the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons and some of the others. They have got debates about the nature of Christ, but I just want to relate to you some of the things in the Word of God as I was studying through the book of Matthew concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, if I stood before you and I made this statement. Out of all the people that's in this world, that exists in this world. You should love me more than you love anybody else in this world. You should love me more than you love your father, more than you love your mother, more than you love your sister, more than you love your brother, more than you love your husband or your wife or your friends. You must love me, Rick Bradley, more than you love anybody in this world. Who am I? I'm either a lunatic, I'm crazy, I think I've got delusions of grandeur, I think I'm God, or I'm a liar, I know I'm not, but I want to pass myself off on people to be God. Or I'm really God. What if I said the people came to me and worshiped me and I accepted that worship? Who am I? Matthew 2:11, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. The child? A human being? No Jew in his right mind would ever attribute worship to a person. Never. It was blasphemy. They wouldn't even use the name of God that God gave to Moses. In the Hebrew, the letters YH in the Hebrew, but transliterated into the English letters, YHWH. Some have said Yahweh. They would never say that. They only use the term Adonai or Lord to speak about God. They would never say God's name because they didn't want to break the third commandment. Not to take the name of the Lord in vain. But they came to him and they worshiped him. And as you read through the Gospels, you'll see that Jesus Christ was worshipped and he accepted that worship. He didn't say, don't worship me, I'm not God, worship the God, he's in heaven. He accepted that worship. Matthew 8:2, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. He called him Lord. He worshipped him, and Jesus did not rebuke him for that worship. Matthew 9:1-6, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. What if I stood before you tonight and I said, all right, anybody that's committed a sin, you come up to me, and I'll forgive you of your sins. Who am I? I'm not a Catholic priest. Hey, let me tell you something. Anybody that wears a nightgown and preaches that men shouldn't get married, they've got a problem anyhow. But if I said, yeah, come up to me and I'll forgive you of your sins, who am I? Hey, every Jew knew that only Jehovah God could forgive sins. But you've got the Lord Jesus Christ standing before these people, the scribes, the Pharisees. They followed him everywhere. They were looking for a way to accuse him. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus said that. Only God can forgive sins. And behold, certain of the scribes and within themselves saying, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? He knew that they would have that reaction. See, many, many times, I believe the Lord Jesus, he did things intentionally in front of those people, knowing how they would react, yet he did it anyway. He said he was the Lord of the Sabbath. For whether is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, go into thine house. He forgave them of their sins, he healed them of their diseases. Who is he? We got a song that we like to sing. Who am I? was written by the, the Goodmans. Happy Goodmans, Rusty Goodman wrote, "Who Am I?" And it's a good song. But tonight I'm asking the question, or if the Lord was asking the question, who am I? He asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Yeah. Some say that they are Elias, others Jeremiah, and some others said the prophet. Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The word Christ means Messiah, the deliverer, the one that would come like Moses came, but this time not to deliver Israel out of a geographic location, but to deliver them out of their sins. Yes. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins, out of their sins, away from their sins, deliver them from their sins. You see, sin is the number one problem with mankind. The number one problem in America is not sexism, racism, or homophobia. It's not Newt Gingrich or Bill Clinton. The number one problem in America is S-I-N, sin. I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to give the answer to the problem. Hallelujah. He came to provide the remedy for the malady. He came to provide the antidote for the poison that streaming through the bloodstreams of all of mankind. That poison is sin. But Jesus came to deliver us from sin. He's got the cure for the disease. And that's what needs to be preached. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 10:37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Luke 14:26 says, unless you hate father, mother, sister, brother, you cannot be my disciple. But Matthew 10:37 gives it the context that we need to understand it in. Not hate as in malice, but hate as in reference to love. Loving the greatest. If I told you, don't love anybody on planet Earth more than you love me, who am I? Who am I? Colossians 1:15, who is the speaking of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jehovah Witnesses teach that Jesus was a created being. In fact, they changed the Word of God in their New World Translation of the Bible, where in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and they say the Word was a God. But I studied Greek for 3 years. The article A is not in there. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. If Jesus is not eternal God, then he is a thing. He is a created being. As I gave you the definition, anything that does not depend on something else outside of itself or its existence is God. If he created all things and he is a created being, then he must have created himself, and that's impossible. So he's eternal. He's eternal. Isaiah recognized that he was eternal. He was referred to in Isaiah 9:6 as the everlasting Father. Eternal. He's always been. He always will be. There never was a time that he wasn't. There never will be a time that he won't be. He is God manifest in human flesh, in the kenosis when he emptied himself. And our brother preached that last night out of Colossians. He gave up, he set aside some of his attributes. But I want you to know now he's highly exalted. He set it aside so he could come to this earth and be a remission for our sins. A substitute. The lamb that was substituted for our sins. I'm not oneness. I believe in the triune God. And let us make man in our image and after our likeness. What is us and our? One. I did a little study of biblical languages. I had to, because when I was a Baptist, I had to go to seminary and study a lot of different things. Did you know that the word, first word for God in the Bible, in the beginning God, the word God there is Elohim. It's a plural form. And they say, well, it's just a plural of majesty. But I want you to understand something. That verse just taken by itself, you may say, well, it's just a plural of majesty. It means it's just great. Well, let's take all the other verses. You see, one of the most quoted portions of Scripture in the Bible, quoted by the Jew, it's out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, called the Shema. Excuse me. Can't remember all these big words, all these Hebrew words. It's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Well, that word one, there's more than one kind of word for one in the Bible. There's the word for one called Echad. There's a word for one called Yachid. Well, the word for one, Echad, is a unity. A one that has a unity about it. When the Bible says concerning marriage, the two shall become one flesh, it's two people, but they're one. When the Bible refers to a cluster of grapes, it's many grapes, but one cluster. And that reference to God is showing that there is more than one. I don't understand it completely. No one, I guess, will this side of heaven. But Jesus Christ, I want you to understand, is eternal God. And He came to this earth. And many, many times, the skeptics have said, He never said He was God. He never stood up there and He said, all right, look at me, I'm God. But in many ways, He showed, and I've given you just a few examples. He said, I and the Father are one, and many other examples that He is God, not Marshall Herb Applewhite, not Sun Young Moon, who said He's the third Adam. I had a debate with some Moonies one time on a campus. They said, well, I want you to know Adam was the first Adam and Jesus was second Adam, but Moon is the third Adam. And I read to our verse that said that Jesus was the last Adam. I said, excuse me, sister, there ain't no third Adam. There's only two. You missed it. Those individuals are not God. And we need to recognize that. Jesus came, manifested Himself to humanity as the very Son of God. He gave up His divinity to a point, as I said, called the kenosis. He set aside, He emptied Himself, but now it's been restored. Now He's at the right hand of the Father. And all those that want to rise up and say that they're God in this world that we're living in, the Bible predicted that many in the last days would say that they were Christ. Many would exalt themselves, and many would rise up claiming that they were Christ, claiming that they were God, and thousands and hundreds of thousands have followed these false messiahs, many of them to their demise, to their death. Almost 1,000 died in the Jim Jones episode, and the Applewhite, about 40 people died, and all the other cults where people have believed that individuals were God, and they have died as a result of that. They're not God. I'm not God. You're not God. Jesus is God. The Father is God. The Holy Ghost is God. We need to recognize that tonight. There's a world out there that doesn't know. We got to be able to give them these proofs, these texts out of the Word of God of who Jesus is. When that man stood up to me and he said, I want you to know that I'm God. I said, all right, if you're God, and I gave him some verses. I said, well, tell me what this part of the Bible means. In fact, if you're God, you know the Bible because you wrote it. Why don't you tell me what it says in the first three verses of John? He had no idea. I said, disqualified. You're not God. You're not even a close resemblance of God. None of us are God. Many times we get to, people get risen up in their pride and they think they're God. They think they're something. Hey, you're not something. He's something. He's everything. And if we're anything that's worth anything, it's because He's had mercy and grace and poured out His love on us. And we ought to always recognize, many of us, we take our talents, our gifts, and our abilities. We begin to think that we initiated it. We are the ones that started it. It's coming from us. And we deny God. And we don't want to give Him the glory. You do that, a fall's coming. You do that, judgment's coming.